Well, this is the first Sunday of Lent. And I think Lent kind of gets a bad rap because we always think, oh, I have to give up all these things and it's a terrible time. But actually, I think it's a time of hope. I think it's a time when we can evaluate the things that we do, the things that we say, what we believe, and decide whether we're really living our lives in a way that shows we know God's love within us. And in our Bible reading this morning from Genesis, it's about God talking about the covenant that he has with the people of the world and everything in the world. And he's establishing not a covenant or an agreement of fear and punishment, which is sometimes what people think about when they think about Lent, but really it's a covenant of love and peace and hope and generosity. And we're called to follow Jesus. And that's a big part of what this call is. That we follow Jesus, and we've agreed that that might be a good thing. But it's not just us as individuals either. It's also us as a church following what Jesus has called us to do. It's an examination of all of us as a church, whether we're living up to what God has said to us. So God says, I know the plans I have for you. And Lent is a time when we might think, am I tuning into God's plans? Or am I trying to get God to follow my plans? And Lent gives us a chance to think about that. And maybe we need to start with thinking about, well, what is a church? The church, the word church is translated from the Greek word ecclesia. And ecclesia is mentioned 114 times in the New Testament. And every time, it's used to talk about people working together, about people being together, about individuals. So the church isn't a building. I know we call it the church, but the building isn't actually the church. You're the church. Or we call the church the Anglican Church. But you know, God doesn't have any distinction for denominations. He thinks of the church as the body of Christ, the people of Christ, the people who are dedicated to Jesus. So the church isn't a denomination or a hierarchical system, you know, whether it's a church that is hierarchical or whether it's run by all of the people. The church is still just the people. And the church is a group of people who've said, I've heard this call from Jesus and I've agreed to follow him. And often the way of expressing that is through baptism. You know, Jesus calls us, we say yes. And Mark says that Jesus came to baptize us with water and with the Holy Spirit. So the church is the people called to follow, agreeing to follow, empowered to follow God, Jesus. And in Lent, as individuals and as a church, we examine what Jesus has called us to do. And one of the cornerstones of that belief, I guess, comes from the Great Commission. And if you read the last chapter of Matthew, chapter 24, the Great Commission, this is Jesus, he's died, he's risen, he's just about to, been resurrected, and he's just about to rise to heaven. And he says this, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So I want you to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I will always be with you to the very end of the age. So we're called to go out and to bring people into the kingdom, bring people into this relationship with God. And here we are, our churches this weekend and next weekend are having their annual meetings. And maybe during the annual meeting time, we need to think, how many people have come to be baptized in our church this year? How many people have had their lives changed because of an encounter with Christ? Are we doing the things we're supposed to be doing? Or are we focusing on other things? And if you think about that call that we have, that Jesus said, go and make disciples of all peoples, some of the ways that we do that as a church, as a group of people together, fall under five different categories. And the first one is worshiping God. And before anything else happens, we're called to worship God. It's a recognition of how amazing God is. And I love this description that William Temple gave of what worship is. And he wrote this: "Worship is the submission of all our nature to God. It's the quickening of the conscience by His holiness, the nourishment of mind with His truth, the purifying of the imagination by His beauty, the opening of your heart to His love, the surrender of your will to His purpose. All this, gathered up as we praise and worship and adore God, the most selfless emotion of which our nature is capable." So worship is key to this. It includes prayer, it includes coming before God and singing and just being worshipful in His presence. And then the next thing is fellowship. And we're called as a church to enjoy fellowship. So fellowship isn't just joining the coffee room after this service. It's more than that. It's about how we care for one another, how we encourage one another, how we help one another. And fellowship is tied to our relationship with God and His call to us in that relationship to love one another, to love our neighbors, to love people and show God's love. And that's what fellowship rests on, that. And it's a way of actually experiencing the love of God through other people. And then we're called to discipleship. So think about this. What are our discipleship programs in the church? How are we doing with that? Are we teaching people how to live the life that honors and respects God, that demonstrates our love for God, that demonstrates that we know God has called us to love one another? That's all part of discipleship, learning more and more about what God is like. And we try to run some programs like that, but maybe we need to do more or different ones now and then. You know, the Alpha program is an excellent example of that idea of trying to teach people what God is really like. And discipleship is about learning as individuals how to be a disciple and how to live that out. So discipleship is another one of those things that we're called to do as a church, and is a part of our identity, a part of our DNA as Christians, as followers of Jesus. The next one is ministry, and ministry just involves serving people. It's about looking out and seeing someone who's needing help and finding a way to help them. Ministry is about looking around at the world and saying, if God was here right now, how would He want to help in a situation like this? And you remember all those stories of when Jesus went around, you know, in Capernaum and all those different towns. And He looked and He saw people who were sick. He looked at people who were poor. He looked at people who had no power. And He found ways that He could help them and encourage them. So that's the ministry that we're called to as well. It's a ministry of God, really. And we look for ways that we can join in with what He's doing. And then the last one is evangelism. So how are we doing as a church as far as evangelism is concerned? Have you been going out and trying to draw people into life with Christ, trying to draw people into this fellowship, trying to draw people into the teaching of the church, the discipleship part, trying to let them know how amazing it is to be with God and the joy that you have in your heart from that relationship? That's all part of evangelism, of letting other people know the incredible treasure that you found yourself. And the question is, are we doing that? Are we finding ways to tell others? Because that's all part of the five things that are bedrock in what it means to be the church and to serve the church. And it's at this time, you know, during Lent, that we really have that opportunity to think about that, to pray about that as individuals and as our church. And today, at our annual meeting, I hope you'll stay around for it, all of the members of St. George's in the Pines, we're going to talk about our church, where we've been this past year. You know, we've coped with all kinds of problems because of COVID. How have we been doing? And what are some other ways that we might find, that we might try to reach out and carry out the mission of God? Something we want to think about, something we want to carry through into this coming year, and something that will allow us to grow closer to God, closer to one another, and allow us to be an inviting church. So we'll be thinking about those things today. But for now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you've called us as individuals and you've called us as people together to follow you, and that we've accepted that. Praise you, Lord, for baptism and for our encounter with you through baptism. And we pray that you'll just help us to learn more and more about you and more ways that we can serve you as individuals and the church. Help us, Lord, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.